I grew up in Chinatown in Liverpool. Memories are very fond memories. My first language was Chinese, so I didn't speak English before I went to school. My parents, they ran a fish and chip shop in Liverpool, and then they opened up a small supermarket. When they closed the fish and chip up for lunchtime, they opened the grocery shop in Liverpool next door to the fish and chip shop. And then eventually in 1957, they opened a Chinese supermarket in Nelson Street in Liverpool. Yeah, grew up in the family business, did my education, but then the family needs for someone to help me father in the business was there all the time. So the pressure was there to just to carry on after the education side. Family came over to Leeds at 19. Well, we actually Old Wingley delivered to Leeds to the restaurants here, which is the Jumbo at the time. And then in 1980, 1979, 1980, Wingley Home purchased the building we have over the road here, which is on Edward Street next to the bus station. And the business grew from there, actually, in 1980. I worked every day, 7 day week, 12, 18-hour days, actually. And since we opened the new shop here, it's turned the table a little bit. We've become more profile and more English friendly as well. My aim was actually to try to make the Chinese food business similar to the English type of business, to your Tesco's or your Marks & Spencer's. And I think we've nearly achieved this level, actually, on this scale. It's quite nice to be what we've done so far. And it's good because all your customers feel proud to be Chinese and shopping in a proper supermarket. Yeah. And this is what I wanted. I've always wanted to do this. Yeah. And we've tried to be more customer friendly to them, to try to help them to purchase all the different types of food we can offer. And it's very rewarding. I found my English customers that come into here, they would rather buy from a Chinese supermarket than rather buy from Tesco's, although it could be the same item. They can buy everything here at one stop, but they think it's more authentic to buy from a Chinese supermarket. Also, it's a lot cheaper. When travelling abroad, got all the different types of ideas. We have a nice feeling here. It's like an English supermarket, but it's actually Chinese as well. So it's mixing both cultures together. And obviously, the colours you see here are very, very Chinese. Your red, your black, and your yellows, and the greens as well. So as you walk into the shop, it's actually a bagua. It's got all the openings of the door. So the door opens electronically and it's open wide and says welcome, you know. In the front, we've got some bamboo in the front. And the bamboo actually has a lot of meaning, a lot of feng shui meaning. As you see, the bamboo is like very, very tall and has a lot of different lines across it, which is actually all the levels. So to have bamboo in a business, we have 8 sticks of bamboo outside on the doorway. It means your business is always going up a level all the time. So it's actually bo bo go sing, always giving you prosperity, and you're always going up a better level, better level, better level. If we had an old style of supermarket, and then the children get educated, of course, they're graduates, and they see more of the outside world. But if they were going to a small family business, they wouldn't like that. So I'm trying to build my company more corporate, and then it's more inviting for them to come back to a bigger business. And not as being as manual workers like I was before. But if it wasn't for my father and what I got taught from my father, I wouldn't be here today. I like to achieve more. I like to show, I like to bring it, like you said, like the bamboo, I like to bring it to another level all the time. I'm 51 and probably I would like to show what we can do together, not just me myself. Obviously, I'm the owner, I'm the boss, I'm the director of the Wingley Hong. But as a director, I should have a leadership, and any good leadership will bring a business further on. But it also needs the members of staff as well to follow on suit. Not just the old members of staff are very important, but also the new members of staff have to be very important, and it brings new blood into the company. And you have to embrace new and old together and have a good mix. If you don't have that good mix, your company won't move on.